The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pots on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Although we know the parable as the parable of the prodigal son, but in reality, there's two prodigal sons. It's not only the younger son, but the younger and the older son. Both are prodigal. Both are prodigal because they missed what their father is all about. All they focused on is on material things. The younger son wanted his share of the inheritance even before his father dies. And then even when he decided to return, he returns home so he can eat, not because he regrets what he's done and how he has injured his relationship with his father. The older son, although he never leaves home, but yet he's also focused on material things. "You've never given me a goat to celebrate with my friends." And yet he saw how his father gave half of his property to his prodigal brother. We too, in our relationship with God, we just focus on those material things that we want from God and not what God can offer us. His love, his mercy, his forgiveness, always willing to take us back no matter what. And the way for us as Catholics that we celebrate this quality of God, this love of God for us, is through the sacrament of reconciliation. That's where we go not to ask God for a better job, a bigger house, more better health, or whatever it is. We go to ask God for his mercy and love. We go to ask God to reestablish back with him our relationship as his daughters or his sons. And yet we don't avail ourselves of that love of God. We stay out. We act like the Pharisees who couldn't understand why is Jesus eating with sinners. Because they thought they're not sinners. They follow the law. They follow all those material and outside signs of the law, but in their hearts, there is no love or mercy. Today, we're reminded what our loving God offers us over and over and over again. It's not about that we feel sorry because we have sinned. What God wants to is to reestablish with us his relationship as our Father. He doesn't take us back like the son said, well, I come back as a servant. That's not what the father wants. He doesn't want servants. He has enough servants. He wants a son who can share and accept and ask for his love and mercy when he fails. Let us remember that as we journey through Lent. Again, a lot of times we reduce Lent to material things. I'm going to give this up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write an extra check. Lent is about us living in our true identity, living as God's children, trusting that we have a loving God who, no matter what we do, will always take us back as his children. And the way we celebrate this is when we avail ourselves to the sacrament of reconciliation.